It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why the city should not rely on an aged environmental impact report in support of the proposed housing element. Under the California Environmental Quality Act, commonly called CEQA, the housing element, as an amendment to the city's general plan, triggers a need for either an environmental impact report or a specific determination that there are no environmental impacts arising from the proposed housing element. In a recent report to the Sausalito Planning Commission, city staff argued that the environmental impact report completed in conjunction with the city's general plan is adequate to meet the CEQA requirement. I think this argument is flawed, and I am going to explain why in this show. At the end of the show, I will suggest steps you can take to make the city do the right thing on this issue. The city staff's first position regarding the housing element was that there were no environmental consequences as a result of this proposed amendment to the general plan. When this position was challenged, the staff apparently revised its point to one that the environmental impact report completed in conjunction with the general plan was adequate to fulfill the CEQA obligation. I initially thought that maybe the staff was onto something regarding the use of the general plan environmental impact report to satisfy the housing element CEQA requirement. But when I asked to see the general plan's environmental impact report, I received a document dated September 1995. The city staff's argument is essentially that the general plan approved the same level of density for housing as is provided in the proposed housing element, and therefore there are no additional environmental consequences. Here are my specific problems with the city staff argument. First, I have only given a cursory review of the housing component of the general plan back in 1995, but I saw no reference to the density bonuses to developers as provided in the currently proposed housing element. So I am skeptical that the density in the general plan matches the potential density in the current housing element. Secondly, the general plan's environmental impact report is nearly 17 years old. CEQA has been regularly amended by the California legislature and its language interpreted by numerous judges across the state. Again, I find it hard to believe that the same standards apply now to an environmental impact report as they did 17 years ago. Third, the Association of Bay Area Governments, commonly known as ABAG, has issued several new projections for job and housing growth since 1995. New traffic projections have also been issued. None of these revised projections have been considered with respect to the proposed housing element. Finally, let's look at the practical side. Since 1995, the Environmental Protection Agency has put our area under scrutiny due to sewage infractions. We need supplemental pumps to meet peak demands. Our stormwater systems are apparently woefully inadequate. The major transportation artery through town, Bridgeway, is a traffic engineer's nightmare. Many, if not all, of the intersections on Bridgeway do not meet minimum traffic standards. And we all agree that the traffic has increased since 1995. Throughout the city, parking is a major problem that is only growing worse. Wildlife habitats and coastal water issues have no doubt changed over the last 17 years, and these changes need to be considered in a full assessment of the housing element. My conclusion from all of this is that we need a new environmental impact report regarding the proposed housing element. The city staff may have been trying to save the expense of such a report. But if we are truly going to be responsible citizens on this planet, we need a full examination of all the consequences of this proposed housing element on our environment. If you agree with me, let the city manager and the city council members know how you feel. Tell them you want a current environmental impact report on all the consequences of this proposed housing element. We all may be very surprised by the results of such a report. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.